Meeting to order. Good afternoon. We're going to try to make this short, but we'll see how it goes because we probably will follow these this week. So, public hearing for the town of Manaway, town council, and the time is 4:30. A roll call. We are missing two. Scott Ross is out of town, and Cheryl Bergen is doing Little Valley Days. So she's not here, but we have a quorum with Henry, Matt, myself. Tonight's public hearing, per accordance with the Utah state law, purpose of this hearing is to receive public input regarding proposed adjustments to the town's culinary water, garbage, and recycling utility rates, as outlined in the resolution 2026-07-16. Is there an A on that? Or is it just
an A?
A. What we want to do is open the public hearing and entertain a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll second it.
And all agree? Yay.
Yes.
So the public hearing is now open. At this time, we've asked our finance manager, Ron Wallace, to provide an overview of the proposed utility rate adjustments. Ron, would you like to take us through those?
Okay. So I'm going to start with the garbage one first. I just want to mention why I think Manaway is doing good at not raising the rates compared to cities where I live in Grayling. I want to mention why we start with the garbage rate, because it's actually supposed to be garbage up here, not water. I don't think garbage water one first. I want to mention why we considered raising our rates, our garbage first. Why we considered it is because our net income was getting lower, and we were looking there like, well, we thought we weren't raising the rates, but in the contract, we noticed they had been raising the rates on us. And so incrementally, it was getting slower. So we looked on there and we thought it had been raising the rates, and it was getting raised on us. So we were doing a new contract, and this new contract was getting about, since we were getting our rates raised, we have to kind of, you know, to match it and to kind of survive, we had to raise our rates since our net income is getting lower and lower. And you want to have some type of net income, but you never know what's going to happen, and we have to do something. So that's the reason we did consider raising our rates. And Henry, I think, has done a good job working with the Common Waste and finding out and working out a good contract that was, I think, agreeable. So I just want to talk about what our rates are now. $14 for garbage, additional garbage is $14, and recycling was $7. So you want to consider a new rate of $16, $16, and $8. So
those rates were previously established in 2022, so we haven't had a rate increase in 4 years.
Yeah, we haven't had a rate increase for 4 years. Thanks for reminding me of that. So, just looking at the increased amount, the estimates of what would increase what our net income would go to would be $137,460. Our current garbage amounts, this is how many we have, with additional garbage cans of $147 and recycling of $262. Our estimate, I would imagine we'll sell about 12 houses this next year compared to this year, and the way things are progressing. But the fiscal year estimate over the year, we're not going to sell all 12 at the beginning of the year. So I see it as going from 429 to 434 average, and additional garbage cans. Not many people get additional garbage cans, so it's a little low on that, so 149. And not many people get recycling, now that's not obligated. So I put that at 265, and those estimates would put it at $137,460. So that was what I saw here for garbage. I didn't go into what it currently was, but maybe I can see here on our budget. Our budget last year was $116,130. I'm assuming this year we probably hit about $124. Or actually probably closer, since we have not increased our rates, probably about $120. This would bring it up to, again, we estimated when we did the budget at 132. This would bring it up to about 137. But if you look at our net income on garbage has been very tight for a while now. It's raise our rates. Our net income has been around 7,500. That's been really tight. This would, that last year's net income was less. I think our actual results this year were going to be higher. We're looking around, I don't know, it was 4,850. But this way we'd have a little bit more net income to work with since our rates have been tight. So that was the reason we did, one reason we did increase our rates is because they continue to raise them on us, and that have been a very tight for garbage. I can't say everything we do with our garbage rates because we don't spend as much with garbage as we do with water and sewer, but we do have things we use garbage for. Some of our wages come out of that. There's also some other things that we do have to spend garbage on. So we do have to utilize some of that net income for the town. Does anybody have any questions about garbage? Anybody have any comments about garbage?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I understand that there is, and this is mainly an information, that there really is no recycling in Boxholder County. And our recycled garbage can just goes out to the dump like the other garbage. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what I understand is happening with our recycling.
I've heard that. I don't know that that's true, but I've heard the same thing.
Okay.
That would be something you'd want to get with the Conaway's or look into. I've heard that rumor in Logan too, but people say recycling. I don't know that. That would be something we could ask Conaway's, but I have no idea. Harper, do you want to keep mentioning on that?
No. It does. No.
It's like seasonal, more or less, but for the most part.
Yeah. For the most part, what? Yeah.
If something's in a lot of high demand, like, building something, that can be processed, but for the most part, that's where they're going to go.
Okay, that's quite a bit. So if I stick something other than cardboard or plastic in that blue can, it still goes to the same place?
Generally,
not always.
Okay.
I'll be careful.
I did not go out and look at their processing. But it's my understanding that they handle those separately, the waste and the recycle. That's why they pick the recycle up first, and then they switch over and don't pick up any worse than just the waste on the every other week.
My thought is, why would they do have different trucks? I think sometimes they might dump it periodically, but there's a reason there's a different truck.
Well, no, it's the same truck. They just pick all the recycle up first.
Oh,
and then take it down.
That's what I'm saying.
Process it separate from
that's what I'm saying.
Waste.
I know in Logan they definitely do it different.
So
they
don't
do
put
it at a different time.
Don't put the things you put in your waste container, don't put things in the recycle.
There's a good chance that sometime, now that I'm retired, when I don't have anything better to do on a Tuesday,
yeah,
I'm follow and recycle.
Go down there and check it out.
See what it does.
Yeah. You'll see.
Conaway's really good people to work with. I'm sure they happily take you back and show you their processing facility. They just set up, told the mayor and I when we were down there, they were just setting up a new, I forget what the term they use, but a new area for processing.
So they actually do have a recycle process in Boxholder.
Yeah, they do. Because I've heard the same rumor you heard. Everything goes to the landfill and does things.
Okay.
But I didn't go out. I'm just going off what I was told. I haven't walked out and put my hands on the two.
I hear you've got an assignment there, Ken. Mm-hmm. You volunteered.
Oh, well, I may do this on my own sometime.
Mr. Robinson would be happy to have you show up. Mm-hmm. He likes talking about it.
Okay. All right. If nobody has any other comments, I'm going to go on to water rate increases. The water rate increases, we've been told, from what I understand, that they want all cities and towns to continue to increase their water rates because they're going to be, if anything happens, if you need any help and you have to increase your water rates, they're not going to be as kind in helping you out, whether you need a loan or you need help. So they say, please continue to increase your water rates, showing that you have some type of net income and some backup. So that was one thing Scott Ross was told, and that was one thing we were told that they wanted to, on a consistent basis, increase your water rates. And we have not increased our water rates since, I think it was at least 2000. I know it was 2000. I think it was 2011, but I know it was before 2015. We've not increased our water rates.
And it was $85 per brag, $85 household normally for Manaway. They would like to see it up to
$135. Yeah. So
but we struggled with going from where we're at to $135.
Yeah, I understand they want this, like, do another process, but man, I know cities raise quite frequently. So one thing about that was a water increase rate. He wanted to do just a base rate, maybe get people more in tiers. So that if you want to spend more, maybe. If you want to use the water more, there'll be more of an increase for you guys. But I wanted to talk about the water rate increases. The actual amount, if everybody used the same actual amount as they did in fiscal year 2026 that just ended, how much we would make, and then if people would like to see, oh, my water rate's increased, and instead of being conservative, how much we would actually make. Because I think some people start to say, oh no, but I'm getting a little bit more of a charge, and they might tighten up a little bit. I saw two ways to do it. Anyways, this is people use the same actual amounts in fiscal year 2026. This would be the amount we would make. These are the tiers here. These were how much we just barely made, and this would be how much we as a town would make right here. 351, 289, 82. And that's considering if we can do the, we had six tier months this last fiscal year that came in, and sometimes we don't always get all the tier months, just depending on how the weather is and everything. But this right here and the change, we want to increase the base rate from 31 to 35 and the water tier one from $1.25 to $1.50. It would be a 50% increase, $1.75 to $2.25. Overall, it would be a 9% increase depending on the tiers and everybody uses it. $2.25 to $2.30 would be calculated a 4% increase, and $2.75 to $3.50 would be calculated a 3% increase. But overall, that would raise it to 351, 289, 82. And if you look at our budget, we'll go back to our budget projection, that would be right at what we projected for the year. However, I mean, I know we've had a really dry year starting off this year. I want to look at kind of a conservative approach. This would be the same. Every household would have to pay the base rate. I went down to, instead of this exact amount, I went down to $50,000 instead of $53,000, and I calculated at 12%. So this was $56,000. I took this down from $21,000 to $20,500 and calculated at 7.5 instead of 9. And then this year I took down to $7,500 and said, I calculated that still at 4%. And this from 58,000 to the 52,500 and calculate at 3. The two here I still calculate at the same percentage. So I think when you get those top tiers, it's churches and stuff, and the people that are in the top tiers, they still use the same amount. I don't think they're really worried about it. I think these one and two tiers are people that are using it on their lawn and stuff, and they're like, okay, I'm going to use a little bit less. But this seems to be a conservative approach. It'd be 339. I think we're going to be somewhere in between 339 and 350, and then how much we actually can get. Because I don't think everybody's going to spend the same amount until they start to see, hey, I have to pay more for my water bill. Either way, though, that would be more, really more actual amount than we have. And if you look at our water rate, where they wanted to bring this up, I'm just going to go back to our budget and our actual bring in. On net income, we're projected with that 352 bring in a net income. Our actual for last fiscal year, not 2026, one year before fiscal year 2025, our net income was 288. Our net income, even with that actual amount, if it was the highest amount, it would be, we're projected at 225. So this lower net income, we're kind of, I know we do have some impact fees. But we just finished a water tank, and Marcus, we needed a well.
Yes, sir.
I thought you were Marcus. We need to get a well. So I just love that. So I know we need a well, and with the impact fees, and hopefully with some of the income in our back of our bank account, that would help us to get a well. So I know one reason that I can see their perspective of why they want us to continue to increase our fees. So that, I mean, I don't know if you guys see around, there's some scary things going on with water. I mean, anything we can to maybe get a well, and what other things we can do around here in our state. I'd also say I just want to decide to pray. But yes. So that's one reason I can see that this increase in our water rate would be beneficial, especially since we haven't done it for so long. Does anybody have any questions about that water?
What are the tiers?
Yeah, tiers.
That was our biggest question.
Tiers. Okay, so I can pull it up if she had it here. But it's 10,000, do you know what?
Yeah, I got it right here. So the base rate is zero up to 10,000, yeah. Yeah, and then 10,000 to 50,000, 50,000 to 90,000, and then 90,000 to 130, and tier four is 130 and above.
So you see that? I can just expand it here too. But yes, and then that those prices will increase.
We didn't change the tiers.
No,
we just changed the.
And I can understand, like, people, if you have a farm and other things, there's concerns.
Just some other general information real quick. The 69% of our residents never even use the base amount.
Yeah.
15% use the tier 1, 9% go into the tier 2, 4% into tier 3, and there's 3% of the people that go to the tier 4.
So you have that broken down better than I did. Shit came for them. But I'm telling you, I see that tier four, and it's like that 3% is like it's churches and it's part. Well, yes, churches mean. So I'm seeing that, and it's just usually it's a couple months, three months. Do you have any questions about the tiers or anything?
No. My question is I've noticed on the bill, it always used to have water rate. Mm-hmm. And then the tiers were listed as separate items.
Okay.
The bills changed,
okay. And
it all just says water rate, and it just throws it all together.
Yeah.
I would like to see the bill go back out and let you know how many gallons you've got in each category, because there are going to be people that, if you pass this and it goes into effect for the next billing, they're going to come in and say, what? My water rate? It needs to be shown on the bill somewhere where this tiering is.
I get what you're saying, Janice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking one thing too is definitely that, and we're going to the new, hopefully we can do it definitely by Excel to that. Or I don't know why it has changed, I didn't know it had.
Uh-huh.
But when we go to the new program, we're definitely going to.
I just say we're switching to a new.
Well, that's what Angela told me. I was just worried about passing this, and people get their new bill at the first of the month, and they're not going to.
You don't know how long it's been like that.
I know.
No, do you know how long it's been like this?
I went back on my last, because I'm a hoarder of all things,
no,
I never throw them away.
Yeah.
So I went back through my boxes. It's been 2 years.
Okay.
It's 2023, I've had it, but 24 and 25, no, it just says water rate. So they eliminated that line item that said water rate and the overage.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it didn't ever have all the different tiers.
But these had overage.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, maybe we can look at that, and then ideally, if even if that way, for 2 months, they approve it immediately, then we'll have a new program and make sure it's installed there.
So, I know the best way for people to conserve is when they're paying more money. So here's, back to what she had made comment of. When you come up with that new bill, I think, this is just me, if it's in black and white, how much I paid for each one of those tiers, I'm going to look at that one tier down there and say, holy crap, I'm not bumping into that one again. But if it's black, now I can sit down with pencil and paper and calculate and figure it out, but most people aren't going to do that. So when you're getting that new program, if you can break that down so we can see that, so she can chew my butt out when I go over, then that's that's what I think would be good.
I don't see any why, reason why you can't. This program's counting costs, but the new program is better.
Well, the 2 years ago, it probably still can do it, at least until we get the new program put in.
Yeah, there's two line items I talked to Angela that say over or whatever credit, and we don't need two of the same line items because it says over credit or something over credit. And I said, could you just right now use one of those lines that say credit and just put overage? And I think that that would help. I don't know how hard it is to do that.
We'd have to look at that, especially when we're switching to a different building system. It wouldn't make any sense to do it for a couple of months. Uh-huh. So.
I just was going to tell her, I know from working in here, when this next bill comes out, this office staff is going to wish that they worked here for a couple of weeks, because people are all of a sudden going to see water rate that was like 31, like mine had like $60 overage, but if all of a sudden I got this little bill that said water rate, $300, I'm going to think it's the same problem we had last summer when the bills got all screwed up, and I'm immediately going to call and say, what are you guys doing? So even if when the bill goes out, I would just suggest for people that have something in that bill that says, FYI, water rate change, this is how it is, because you can see the turnout we've got. And a lot of people just skim through or don't read their town newsletter at all. I just think that it would be helpful to have one little blurb in the next bill that says, don't worry, sticker shock, but this is what's happening.
When does this go into effect if it's passed?
August.
For the next bill cycle. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, it is easier for us to plan if we see, you know, what we're actually
doing. I know it's pretty common.
I'm sure you're going to have public comment, but I'll just jump to the gun. I understand water rate increase. I understand that to be there. And there's no question. I mean, when I worked for the town, I know all the meetings I attended, we were grossly underpaying for the water that we have. And one thing I use for an analogy, people say, oh, crap, that's a lot of money. And I said, okay, put 1,000 gallons of water in a tank. You're buying that 1,000 gallons of water for $1.25. That's a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
It is, but I would make one comment, because if I compare this to what I pay at St. Charles, it is about double what we pay for our utilities at St. Charles. We have a house up there. But I'm not complaining, I'm just saying.
I bet you they've got springs. If you got springs, you're a lot cheaper. They're in springs than they were.
I don't know what they have, but I'm not as careful up there with my water and stuff as I am here.
Yeah. Well, you can go talk to Brigham.
I can do it across the lawn. It's all gone. I don't know what to do. Yeah. So that's why they're probably telling us to raise our rates, because we've got springs. And
the secondary water system.
I don't have that there actually. It's just regular water is about half in St. Charles where it is.
Your base rate is?
Yeah. Oh.
So $15?
And there is no overage. Oh. Yeah. Our total utility bill.
Yeah, what's your water?
The water, I think the water is not half of what this is, but it's closer to what your bill is. Yeah. Our overall bill is about half of what.
Garden City used to be that way until the state mandated.
Yeah.
And Idaho's going to do the same thing at one point.
Yeah, they probably will.
They'll mandate that you have to reach a certain, criteria when they start looking at it. But the sad part of it is we don't live in St. Charles.
Well, and that's what they came here, in January or February back, and just pretty much said, you guys have got to raise
it. Well, and with the tears, let's educate the people to conserve. And that's what it's in their place for. If the town isn't saying, oh yeah, we want everybody to get into tier six, because then we'll have all this money. No, the reason that those were put into place is because we want to conserve the water we have. So we've got it out. And
charging now tier 4 and 3.
Yeah.
We've got the ability. I mean, we can all those tiers. It's better.
better anyways. The whole state wants water conservation.
Yes.
You're commercial about it all the time right now.
All right, I know I've been commenting in between all of this. Any other comments or concerns?
Well, that is on my agenda today, is water conservation. So I don't know if we want to fill that out later.
Let's hit that at town council.
All right.
When we hit public works. Okay.
So any
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so I think 70% of our residents will see a $4 increase, 85%, I mean, and then an additional 15, it's another, probably another $10, less than $10 on top of that. So
it's not going to be an astronomical.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like going to be hundreds of dollars difference. Now, if you get up into those tier threes, but if you're using 130,000 gallons of water a month, that's a lot of water. So, it's an impact. Not a huge impact.
Okay. Any other comments? No. So, as there's no other comments, questions, or concerns, we need to entertain a motion to close the public hearing, and we will then vote on the vote on the resolution and the And we'll vote on the these action items. Like 2301-09 and all the others. The water, the sewer, the garbage. And the summary of fees.
So I'll make a motion to close the public hearing for the town hall meeting held on July 16th, 2026.
Town hearing.
I'm sorry.
Town hearing.
Town hearing.
Public hearing.
Public hearing, sorry.
Public hearing, I'm sorry.
I'll second.
Any opposed? Okay. Passes that we, the motion passes that we now close the public hearing. So now we need to look at each of those three summary of fees. The garbage and recycling, and the culinary water, and we will need to make a motion for each of those if we so choose and approve or not each of those. So someone want to make a motion on the first one, which is the culinary water base and tier grades, adjusting and or amending it.
I'll make a motion that we approve the increased water rates as proposed in the public hearing.
Do you want to call out the resolution?
Right. For the first one. Resolution number 2026-07-16A.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? Okay, that motion passes. All right, we need to have a motion for the garbage collection and recycling utility rates.
Yeah, I reviewed the document. I'll make a motion that we accept the resolution number 2026-07-16A, amending the resolution number 2023-01-9A to adjust garbage collection and recycling utility fees to those previously discussed in this meeting.
Need a second?
Yeah,
I'll second. Is that the same resolution number that I just said? They have to be different?
No,
it was a summary. The one you had was a summary of those rates. Oh, that was, sorry, that was the clearing one, yeah.
But these are the same.
They're all the same.
You have to read it separately.
They're all the same resolution.
Yeah, okay. You just have to read it separately.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye. No nays. Motion passes. The last one is then the summary, town summary of the fees, amending that summary. So does someone want to make a motion for amendment of this summary of fees?
I'll make a motion that we formally adopt the amended Town of Mannering summary of fees effective date of July 16, 2026.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Aye. No nays. Motion passes. Do you want to make sure we have it on record that the billing that will show these changes will be the August billing? Okay. All right. With that, the hearing is now closed. Well, the hearing already was closed, but we need to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
Okay.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. No nays. Adjournment is now complete. Public hearing has completed.